Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
I just want. She'll always be my song of praise, for it was grace that brought my liberty. I'll never know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. I shall
you're blood,
your blood,
your blood. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We praise your glorious and your holy name. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you. Jesus, we say thank you. You woke us up this morning. Lord, you watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you, Lord, for you are always and will always be faithful. Thank you, even when the world, when friends and family and relatives and children let us down. Lord, you never always right there with us. We thank you, Lord, for embracing us in your love. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that you give us. There are times that we don't think we have strength to move on. But Lord, somehow you just strengthen us, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you because your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, Lord, for keeping evil away from us. We thank you, Lord, for blessing the food, the drinks, everything that we eat. We thank you because there are times we don't even know whether those things are poison us or not. Lord, and even if it is, you cover us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, if we could see the things that you cover us from, that you protect us from, we will not ever, ever stop thanking you. We will never complain. Father God, thank you for the battles that you won for us. Father, how much you love us that you won the battle even before we were in our mother's womb. Jesus paid the price. So, Lord, we say thank you. And you won the battles for generations yet unborn. We say thank you, Lord. Eternal Father, everlasting Father, Abba Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for our children, for God, the fruit of our wombs. We thought we care for, Lord, you don't have to be a mother by having children, but Lord, because some mothers are not up to it, oh God, to be mothers. But we thank you, Lord, that we do not only look at our children, but we care for other children. We thank you for giving us that love, that compassion in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for guiding and protecting our children in the school, on the buses. Oh God, we thank you, even on the playground. Thank you, Lord, for keeping evil away from them. Thank you for saving them, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that your angels are right there with our children, our grandchildren, 24-7. 7. We say thank you. Lord, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord lift us out of all, deliver us out of all. And so, Lord, we thank you because we come to an expected and knowing that even though we go through trials and tribulations, that you will deliver us. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the endurance, oh God. We thank you for the patience. Father, we say thank you. We never thought that we would make it. It's only by your grace. Lord, your grace and mercy. And so, Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We say thank you, Lord. We adore you. Oh, God, we worship you. Oh, God, we bless, we bless, we bless you, oh, God. Lord, we magnify you. We raise the name of Jesus up. There's no other name like Jesus. Father, teach us how to love as you love. Teach us how to forgive as you forgive. Lord, forgive us of our, oh God, and help us to forgive others their trespasses. Lord, there are times we are so hurt, we don't know which way to turn. But thank you, Lord, for being right there and taking away the stink of the pain, oh God, and teaching us about unconditional agape love. Help us, Holy Spirit, to walk in that agape love of Jesus Christ. That we decrease and Christ increase. Let us walk in humility and compassion like Christ. Oh God, help us. Oh God, our lives are so emotional. And when we are so emotional, we cannot do the right thing. We cannot say the right words. But Lord, take away emotions that will cause harm to us. Take away emotions that will cause us to sin. Oh God, take it away, oh God. But Lord, let us have that emotion that will bring glory and honor to your name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, forgive us of our sins of omission and commission. Merciful unto us. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we pray for mercy for ourselves, mercy for our children. Lord, mercy for our grandbabies, mercy for our husbands and wives, mercy, oh God, for our family and friends, mercy for our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Oh, God. And Father God, I do not want to forget about Emily, oh, God. As I pray this morning, oh, God, you know the distress her family is going through, oh, God. And I pray, oh, God, Lord, that you will intervene in what is going on now, that this child be found, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, your grace is sufficient. And so we lift up the family Intervene, oh God, and give them grace, 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 grace. Give the parents grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what happened to that child. You saw it. You know it, oh God. And so, Lord, we pray for your divine intervention. In the name of Jesus, oh God, intervene. Oh God, this family has gone through so much. Oh Lord, we pray for your intervention. Lord, make it right. Make the crooked places straight. You are the creator. You are suffering. You're God. There's nothing too hard for you to do. Oh God, we turn it over to you, Jesus. Touch the father, touch the mother, touch the aunts and uncles and the grandmother, oh God. Lord, I release the peace of God that surpasses all understanding upon the family, that peace that comes from Jesus in the times of storm. Peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I release peace to all those who are going through trials and tribulation, not the peace of the world. Jesus, even though the storms are raging, but when we have peace of Jesus, release your peace upon each and every one, oh God, including myself, in the name of Jesus. Release peace, 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 peace in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Father God, we want to be closest to you, closer to you. Want to learn more and more about you, oh God. Want to be more and more like you, Jesus. Take away and uproot everything in our lives that is not of you, and help us, oh God, in our walk with you to be more like you. Not only by lip service, not only for our performance, but our hearts must be towards you, Jesus. When people see us, let's let them see Jesus. Glorify yourself in our lives. Glorify yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, that have come against our lives, our destinies, our children's lives and destinies, our nieces and nephews' lives and destiny. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives, God's plans and purpose for our children and our grandchildren, God's plans and purpose for each and every one of us, our lives, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for sending your holy angels who is leading and guiding us into all truth. So the holy angels to protect us, the holy angels doing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing, not the anointing from last night, for the anointing, fresh oil and anointing for today to empower us, oh God. Empower us, oh God, with the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, the Holy Spirit, oh God. Let the Holy Spirit descend upon us as a dove and lightning, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God. You anointed Jesus, for God, with the Holy Spirit and power. And he went about doing good and healing all, according to Acts 10:38, that was sick and distressed, and delivering people out of demonic forces and out of the dark world, healing. For God, let us follow the example of Jesus Christ, that when we are anointed with the anointing of Jesus Christ. Power us with the Holy Ghost to do what Christ did in Acts 10:38. In the name of Jesus, forgive me, give us a heart like Jesus. Lord, we need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. And Father God, I just don't want to forget about those that are in Ukraine. Oh God, the war that is going on, oh God, there's so much atrocities. But Lord, we just know that you will bring it to an end, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We're not asking, but we thank you in advance for your divine intervention. Oh God, we thank you that you're God. You created the heavens and the earth. There's no one greater than you. We thank you, oh sovereign Lord, for intervening. Oh God, of the nation of Ukraine, Lord, touch the head, the president, oh God, the leaders, oh God. Give them your wisdom, oh God. Send troops from heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Divine angelic assistance, oh God. There's nothing too hard for you to do. You did it before in the Old Testament. You can do it again, oh God. Send your angels to war on behalf of the people of Ukraine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for the mothers that lost their children, their loved ones. We pray for the fathers that lost their wives and their sons. God, comfort their heart in the name of Jesus. Intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that salvation will come to to Russia, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from the head of state, oh God. Holy Spirit, you can move in that nation. There's nothing you do hard. You can move on the heart of the leader of the nation in the name of Jesus. You hold the heart of men, oh God. And so, Father God, we ask you to move in the heart of that president, oh God. Oh God, let salvation come to him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, hover over that nation. Let revival come. Let revival come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Oh God, let that nation be saved. Even the mothers that are crying for their sons in that nation who lost their sons, oh God. Parents losing their children, wives losing their husbands, oh God. Oh God, we pray that you will intervene. Oh God, we pray, we cry out to you, Lord. Oh God, intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against child trafficking in the world, oh God, taking children and using them for sex symbols, using them, oh God, little girls being ripped at an early age, oh God, boys being ripped, Lord, intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, intervene, God, we cry out to you. Some of those babies are crying, some of them are dying, oh God, you know, oh God, what's going on. Intervene, Jesus. Oh, those that you said, suffer the little children to come unto you. These are babies. Oh, God, intervene. Oh, God, How intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We cannot just think about ourselves. We must think about others and pray, oh God. It is not about us. It is about your kingdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you see exactly what's going on in the school. These kids are faced with so much to deal with. Oh, God, homosexuality, oh, God. The different things in the media, oh, God. Oh, Father, we need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We cannot make it, oh, God, without you. So we pray, oh, God, for you to intervene, touch the hearts of those making these laws, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh, God, that you will raise up more people that can be in the government and have morals, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that walk after Christ, not those that walk after Christ and are prejudiced, but those that surely walk after Christ, not for their personal agenda, but for the agenda of the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, save this world. Oh God, let the gospel spread from village to village, from town to town, from city to city. Let revival come and seep through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, help us. We need you. We need you in our personal lives. We need you in our family lives. We need you, Jesus. We need you, oh God. We need you. We pray for those that are in prison, oh God. Oh, some of them are wrongly accused. You be that judge and that lawyer. Some of them have been there for years. Being wrongly accused, oh God, intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They need divine intervention, oh God. And some, Lord, have done the wrong thing. Give them another chance. You are our Redeemer, oh God. Intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to be men and women of the gospel, doing what is right. Be an example, oh God. Be an example to our children, our family members, oh God. Living a life that is worth it, oh God. Worthwhile living, oh God, that people can see Christ in us. Give us your strength. Power us with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for all those that go through some financial crisis. I pray, Lord, that you intervene. In the name of Jesus. Whoa, Father God, you are Jehovah Jireh. You provide. And so, Father, we turn over all financial crisis to you. We pray that you will provide jobs for those who need jobs. We pray, Lord, that you shoot each and every one with your favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to walk in your humility and compassion. As you forgive us, help us to forgive others, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up Rubel, oh God, soles of his feet. I ask you, Lord, to touch his heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let salvation come to him. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, take away things that are the pain and the hurt, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, release your love, your agape love, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless his wife and his family. In the name of Jesus, as he approaches 50th birthday, oh God. God. Let it be a milestone birthday, turning his life over to Jesus Christ. Salvation, let salvation come to him and those in our families that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the 12th anniversary. We thank you for the magazines, oh God. It is yours. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us, oh God, as it is in heaven. And Lord, we're not going to forget the royal family in London, oh God, in England. Even though the world looks at the queen in a different way, but they're looking at the loss of a mother, a grandmother, a friend, an auntie, a great-grandmother. They have hearts, too. So, Lord, touch them. Heal the wounded. Give them. Heal the wounded hearts. Give them beautiful ashes. Take away the spirit of heaviness and give them the garment of praise. We pray for King Charles, oh God. There's so many decisions he has to make. Pray, oh God, that you will lead him and you will guide him, oh God. And he looks to you, oh God. And he puts you first in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the example that the queen left. No one is perfect, but we can see that the rule for 70 years, she had to have a relationship with you, Jesus. So we thank you for the examples that she left. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you're making the crooked places straight in our lives. Lord, this morning, I just thank you for my sister, her womb, oh God. Lord, she went through so much. And Lord, you were with her every step of the way through the last years, the pain, the emotions, the ups and downs. But Lord, you stepped right in and you turned it around. You said, weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And so, Father, I thank you for that unspeakable joy in her heart, oh God, that she'll know that she serves the true and living God. We are grateful to you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Only you know her pains, the depths of her pains. We only saw, but you know the depths, but you heal her through your word, oh God. And the healing is still taking place, but we thank you. We thank you for that unspeakable joy. We thank you for provision. We thank you for the wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. There's so much going on. Father God, we bless you. We pray for Reverend Etta and her husband, oh God, and their family. Oh God, we ask you, Lord, to continue to intervene in their lives. Oh, God, we thank you for healing their bodies, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, by the strength of Jesus, there are healed. We thank you for restoration. We thank you that you are the center of their joy. We thank you for intervening in their lives. We thank you for the anointing that is placed upon her life. We thank you, Lord, for her ministry, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bless your name. And so, Father, this day, we honor you. We bless you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I lift up Chelsea, who has to go through a procedure, oh, God. I pray for your intervention in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak to the arthritis. We command the arthritis to leave the body right now. In the name of Jesus, we uproot arthritis in the name of Jesus. And we speak healing to her, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, make her whole, oh God. Heal her, deliver her, set her free, loose her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bless you. Father God, we praise you. We thank you. Thank you for Mary Emma and her children and her mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Young and her family, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Fatma and her children and grandchildren. Thank you for Elijah, oh God, bless him in a special way. Thank you for those that are here and their families. Thank you, Jesus. And her family, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We pray for Mother Somerville. We pray for Mother Brooks. We pray for Ellison, oh God, and our husband and children. We thank you, Lord. Intervene, oh God. There's nothing too hard for you to do. Father God, we thank you. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the Word of Blaze minister. We pray for Apostle Zion, his wife and family. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in their life, in the school of ministry. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for shielding them with favor, grace, and your love. Oh, God, of your grace, where would they be? We thank you, where would we all be? So, Lord, we thank you. Lord, if there's anything that my human mind may have forgotten, Holy Spirit, bring it to remembrance. And I pray that you, your prayers touch those. I may have forgotten their names, but you know them by name. Oh, God, we pray for intervention for Aquila. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, release a special grace upon each and every one of us this morning. Special favor. In Jesus' name, we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. Father, before I leave, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put it on our family members, ourselves, those that we pray for. Oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we cover each and every one with the blood of Jesus. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship him. Lift your hands and bless him in this place. Your simple song.
My hallelujah belongs.
belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it, y'all.
Belongs to you.
Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah.
My hallelujah.
Then we simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord. Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord, yeah, yeah.
All of the glory belongs.
Everybody, lift your hands right here. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah.